Welcome to the Deep Dive. We take the latest research stack, everything from legal docs to on-chain data, and really pull out the insights you need. Today, we are diving into an asset that, well, it spent years just pinned down by some intense litigation.
That's right.
But showed incredible resilience. We're, of course, talking about XRP.
Yeah, and for so long, the story wasn't about tech or adoption, was it? It was dominated, I mean, completely by this one massive legal fight with the SEC. But the key thing now, the really critical distinction, is that that chapter, it's closed officially.
Right.
So the market's focus, it's totally shifted.
We're definitely at like a major inflection point, moving from that defensive legal posture to, well, what looks like opportunity. So our mission here in this deep dive is to explore this new path. We'll start with why the legal clarity is so foundational.
Yeah.
Then look at the key narratives, the catalyst shaping late 2025.
And then we'll wrap with the technical, see what the charts are suggesting about the pressure building up.
Okay.
So this deep dive, it's really designed to give you that full picture, you know, context for an asset that's just shed its biggest weight.
Yeah.
We're distilling these forces that seem to be converging right now, getting you that knowledge fast about why this moment is, well, pretty significant.
Okay, let's dive in. Part one. That legal clearance.
Yeah.
Removing the dark cloud.
Right.
Can you just nail down for us, what was the core legal fight about and what specific ruling really changed the game here?
Okay, so the core issue, it was almost existential, wasn't it? It was whether XRP was an unregistered security.
The big S word in crypto.
Exactly. Because if a court said, yes, it's a security, meaning it's like a stock, needs all those strict rules, that uncertainty alone, it was enough to keep any serious U.S. institution, any big fund manager, miles away.
Ah.
That the legal risk was the anchor, just weighing down the price, weighing down adoption.
So the fear wasn't just fines, it was the classification itself.
Yeah.
The thing blocking mainstream U.S. finance from touching it.
Precisely. But then came the final judgment. And it gave, well, basically the ultimate clarification needed.
Okay, what did it say specifically?
It stated quite clearly that sales of XRP on secondary markets, so, you know, trades happening on regular exchanges like Coinbase, Kraken, between regular people, those are not securities transactions.
The distinction sounds huge. Secondary
yeah.
markets, not security.
Monumental, yes.
So does that mean, practically speaking, all those U.S. exchanges, banks, wealth managers who dropped XRP or wouldn't list it because of the lawsuit, they now have the legal green light. They can relist, offer it.
That is the exact implication. Yeah. The ruling essentially removed the single biggest risk factor. It gave that regulatory certainty the market desperately needed.
Okay.
It legally de-risks the asset for, you know, widespread distribution within the U.S. financial system. And frankly, that clarity, it's probably worth more to XRP's future than any penalty paid.
Right. It unlocks everything else.
It opens the door, exactly, for everything we're about to talk about.
All right. Foundation set. Legal clarity is there. But clarity is just like permission. What's actually going to drive growth? We need to look ahead. What are those forward-looking narratives? What's going to, you know, light the match?
So the research points to three major drivers emerging, and they sort of build on each other.
Okay.
First, there's this trend towards increasing regulatory harmony. We're seeing, or the sources suggest we're seeing, better cooperation between the big agencies, specifically the SEC, that's securities, and the CFTC, which handles commodities, derivatives.
Right, and crypto often falls awkwardly between those two stools, doesn't it?
Exactly. So when these two powerful regulators start, let's say, aligning their views a bit more, or at least cooperating, it just reduces that background fear, that fear of sudden, unexpected intervention. It helps build market confidence.
Makes sense. Less regulatory fear, more confidence. What's number two?
Number two. This is the potentially explosive one everyone's watching, ETF potential.
The exchange-traded fund.
Yep. The possibility of an XRP ETF. This is that golden ticket, really, for a traditional finance. We're talking pension funds, insurance companies, big wealth managers.
In institutions.
Right. It lets them buy exposure to XRP as easily as buying a share of Apple stock. They don't need to worry about holding the actual digital coins themselves.
And we saw what happened with the Bitcoin ETFs, that floodgate scenario.
If an XRP ETF gets approved, yeah, you could initiate a wave of institutional money that just fundamentally rewires the supply and demand dynamics almost overnight. That's the potential big bang catalyst.
Okay, so the ETF is the potential big bang. Loud, impactful. What's the third driver? Is it quieter?
It is, yeah. The third is on-chain activity. This is more of a quiet confidence story, you could say.
Yep.
We're looking at the raw blockchain data, and it shows large holders, you know, the whales have been accumulating, buying up the asset with serious conviction.
How serious? Do we have specifics?
We do. One report highlighted a, frankly, staggering figure. 120 million XRP bought up in just 3 days earlier this month.
Wow. 120 million. In 3 days. That's not your average trader.
No, that's serious capital making a bet. And here's the crucial context. This accumulation is happening while the amount of XRP available to buy on exchanges is going down. It's shrinking.
Oh, okay. So less supply available for sale, but big players are buying more behind the scenes.
Exactly. It's like watching, I don't know, an elephant quietly entering a room. It's a massive presence. You know it's there, building up. But it hasn't started moving the furniture around yet.
Right.
That imbalance, shrinking available supply, rising accumulation, that's a classic setup. Just waiting for some kind of spark, like maybe that ETF news.
So we've got this really interesting dynamic, haven't we? The ETF is the potential short-term, high-impact catalyst, the one that could really bring in the big money fast.
Mm-hmm.
But the on-chain data that shows the strong fundamentals are already being recognized. That quiet, steady conviction is building underneath from perhaps more professional players.
I think that's a fair assessment. The pros, or at least some large holders, seem to be positioning already, maybe regardless of the ETF timeline. They see the legal clarity as the main event that's already happened.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting. We've covered the legal shift, the forward narratives. Now let's bring in the technicals. What story is the chart itself telling us? What about the pressure, the direction?
Right, so if we zoom in on the daily chart, especially looking back since around August, the price action was pretty clear. It was trending down, consistently hitting resistance. Sellers were definitely in control during that period.
Okay.
But more recently, that downward trend, it stalled out. The prices started moving sideways, flattening. Analysts often call this coiling up.
Like compressing a spring, right?
Yeah.
Suggesting energy is building for a move one way or the other.
Exactly like that. And we have some supporting evidence if we look at momentum indicators, specifically the RSI, the Relative Strength Index.
Okay, the RSI. What's it showing?
We saw a pretty clear technical pattern called a bullish divergence.
Bullish divergence. Okay, for anyone listening who might know the term but needs a quick refresher,
yeah,
what does that actually look like? What's it telling us?
It's basically a conflict, a disagreement between the price and the momentum indicator. So while the price itself was still making lower lows, the asset was hitting new recent lows.
Still trending down, technically.
Right. Yeah. But at the same time, the RSI indicator was making higher lows. It was starting to trend up.
Ah, okay. So price down, momentum indicator up. What is that signal?
It's a classic signal suggesting that the selling pressure might be getting exhausted and buying pressure is quietly building under the surface, even though the price hasn't reacted strongly upwards yet.
Got it. It's like hearing the engine revving before the car actually pulls away from the lights.
That's a great analogy, actually. Yes, it hints that the internal dynamics are shifting before the price chart fully reflects it.
So the chart itself seems to suggest selling pressure is fading and the internal momentum is shifting towards buyers. That feels like a powerful signal, especially layered on top of the fundamental legal clarity we discussed.
The pressure building definitely feels tangible on the chart. And, you know, to put a number on this pressure cooker, we really need to talk about the key resistance level analysts are watching.
Okay, what's the level?
It's around $3.
$3. Okay, why three? Seems like a round number. Is it just psychological?
Oh, it's much more than just psychological. It's structural. That $3 mark represents the major rejection point from the last significant market push higher, specifically that failure back in Q1 2024.
Ah, so it's the high watermark from the previous attempt, where sellers really stepped in hard.
Exactly. It's the level where supply overwhelmed demand last time. So breaking through $3 wouldn't just be a price move. It signals a potentially massive psychological and structural shift. It suggests all that overhead supply has finally been absorbed.
Okay, that changes the context. It's not just a target. It's like the main fortified wall the market needs to breach to really confirm this underlying strength we're seeing signals at.
Absolutely. That's the level everyone's watching.
Okay. So given this whole picture, the legal cloud lifted, strong whale accumulation, a chart coiling up right below this major $3 wall.
Yeah.
How might someone think about forming a game plan?
Mm-hmm.
How do you balance preparing for, say, a sudden ETF announcement versus this slower technical pressure build?
Right.
And obviously we have to say this isn't financial advice.
Right. Absolutely not financial advice. But it's a fascinating strategic puzzle, isn't it? balancing that high impact, maybe lower probability near-term event, the ETF news, against the higher probability technical setup that seems to be slowly burning towards a resolution.
Yeah.
The strategy really has to revolve around that key $3 level we identified.
So watching the $3 mark is central.
It is. A common approach you see is traders strictly watching for a clean, decisive break above that $3 resistance. Someone more aggressive might decide to enter, you know, by the moment the price closes convincingly above that line on, say, a daily chart, they're betting on immediate follow-through momentum.
That sounds risky, though. What about false breakouts?
It definitely carries risk. That's why a more conservative approach exists, a more cautious observer, maybe more focused on risk management.
Yeah.
They might wait for the price to actually break out first. Then, crucially, they wait for it to pull back and retest that same $3 level from above.
Ah, waiting for former resistance to prove it's become new support.
Exactly. When that confirmation happens, when $3 holds a support after being broken, that's often seen as a much safer, higher probability entry point. It confirms the structural shift has likely occurred.
And risk management is key either way, I assume. Stop losses.
Oh, absolutely non-negotiable. You must define your risk beforehand. In this kind of scenario, traders would typically set a stop loss order, a preset exit point, if the trade goes wrong, just below the recent lows, the bottom of that coiling pattern.
Right.
That ensures you maintain a good risk-reward ratio. You want the potential gain to significantly outweigh the amount you're risking if you're wrong.
Makes sense. Okay, zooming out just for a second, what about the wider market? Is Bitcoin playing nice? Does the environment support this kind of move for an individual asset like XRP?
Actually, yeah, it seems to be. Bitcoin has been relatively stable lately, consolidating. That stability provides a decent foundation. It allows individual assets like XRP that have their own strong, unique internal narratives.
Like the legal clarity and ETF story.
Exactly. It allows them to potentially have their own moment, make their own moves based on those internal factors, rather than just getting dragged around by broad market fear or euphoria driven by Bitcoin.
Okay, and speaking of internal narratives,
yeah,
what about history? We often hear about Q4 rallies for XRP, seasonal patterns in crypto.
Yeah.
How much weight should we give that?
That's a good question. History definitely provides context to tell us about market psychology, about seasonal tendencies. And yes, historically, Q4 has sometimes been a period of significant movement for XRP. But history is not a crystal ball. It's crucial to remember that. The fundamental drivers in play today, the absolute clarity on the legal front, the looming potential of an ETF, these are arguably much stronger, much more unique catalysts than any simple historical pattern.
Right.
So we use history for context, maybe to understand sentiment, but we make decisions based on the current concrete fundamentals and technicals.
Got it. Okay, let's bring it all together. What are the key takeaways for someone listening to this deep dive?
I think the main takeaway is that XRP is undeniably at a major inflection point. The biggest weight, that huge legal uncertainty that held it back for years, it's finally gone. That's the foundation. That's what permits everything else.
And now, building on that foundation, its future path seems to be defined by this really powerful convergence of forces.
Exactly. You've got the potential for serious institutional money coming in via an ETF. You have clear evidence of accumulation, like that 120 million XRP MI, showing whales are positioning with conviction. And you have a chart that is visually showing this internal pressure building, coiling up right underneath that critical $3 structural wall we talked about.
It really is a compelling stack of evidence, isn't it?
Yeah.
All pointing towards potentially increased volatility and, well, significant movement ahead.
It certainly suggests the status quo isn't likely to last indefinitely.
So we definitely encourage you, the listener, go look at the charts yourself. Dig into the on-chain data if you can. Explore these narratives we've discussed. Use this synthesized knowledge to form your own conclusions.
Yeah.
But here's maybe a final thought to chew on. If Bitcoin usually leads the dance for the whole crypto market, but XRP now has these very specific, very powerful internal drivers, the legal green light, the potential institutional door opening via an ETF, could XRP potentially decouple, at least somewhat, from the broader market trend once that major $3 level finally gives way?
That is a fascinating question, isn't it? Whether its unique circumstances could allow it to forge its own path for a while, we'll have to wait and see.
Indeed. We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.